Well, Amazon seems to be delivering everything in our lives. So why not baseball games?
You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I am your host, Paul Francis Sully. If you don't believe me, there's my lower third. You can call me Sully. What got changed? It used to have a little tweet. Now it has a little X. I guess we're all calling Twitter X these days. You can follow me at Locked On MLB on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, or Locked MLB Pods on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow me. I am your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. And make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Share us on YouTube. If you're writing and posting on all those what are they called? Social media sites, make sure to put the hashtag Everyday Sully. Thanks so much for making us your first listen on today's show. And we're doing a live cast right now, is brought to you by FanDuel. Make every moment more. Right now, FanDuel has a deal for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/lockedon to get started. So we're going to talk about a bunch of things today. We're going to be talking about the potential new deal that could be going on, involving streaming and Amazon and Diamond Sports and Bally, all that stuff. I don't know everything about it, but I do have some thoughts about baseball and streaming and, embracing reality. And also another reality I'd like to embrace is a little bit of the topic of, people thinking that we are going through an unbalanced competition amongst our teams, that we need a salary cap and everything like that. And our good friend Jeff Cohen, who's a huge Mets fan, is telling me that he is an Everyday Sully. Yes, I know that, Jeff. I see you writing some other questions on there. I'll get to them in a minute. First of all, we got to answer the trivia question, which took us a couple of days to get through. And it wasn't a trick question, but it was one I knew I was going to trip a lot of people on. And the question was, which player broke the color line after Jackie Robinson in the 20th century? Which player broke the color line in Boston? And I got a whole bunch of people who went for the answer that I think most people thought it was. John Murphy Jr. was one of the many who said Pumpsy Green. And Pumpsy Green played for the Red Sox in 1959 through 1962. He briefly played for the Mets as well. He broke the color barrier for the Red Sox, and the Red Sox were the final team to integrate because, Tom Yawkey just knew how to put a winner together. Keep in mind, the Red Sox scouting department said Willie Mays was not their kind of player. Yep. You could have had Willie Mays and Ted Williams in the same lineup, but the Red Sox said, not our kind of guy. If we had Willie Mays, where would we play Rudy York? Who? Exactly. But that's not the right answer. Now, Marcel, my dear friend in Switzerland, said, the way you phrased it has to be a Boston Brave. You're on to something. John Murphy Jr. looked it up. The answer is Sam Jethro. Sam Jethro broke the color barrier in Boston as a member of the Boston Braves. Lest we forget, there were two teams in Boston at the time, and the Braves were less racist than the Red Sox. Not a very high bar to climb. But yes, that is the answer. Sam Jethro. Now, I'm going to bring something up. It's always a little dangerous to talk about a topic that is just now brewing. We're just now learning some of the facts, but the fact of the matter is there was a very big news story about the fact that Bally Sports Networks and their Diamond Sports, I guess that's a division or subset, not sure how all of it works. Diamond Sports, which is the local sports broadcaster for 11 Major League Baseball teams, has gone bankrupt, and it was really affecting some of the teams and how they were going to be doing business moving forward. One of the teams that's affected was the San Diego Padres, who had to unload Juan Soto and begin to dismantle the team that they assembled to try to get to the World Series. It seems to also affect the defending National League champion, Arizona Diamondbacks. It seems to affect the defending World Series champion, Texas Rangers, because for so many of these teams, the local television contract means so much to their bottom line. And if the company that is basically doing their local television, their local broadcasting rights, is going the way of the dodo, well, how are we going to pay for Juan Soto? And how are we going to be able to re-sign the Jordan Montgomerys of the world if we don't have that? And it was causing a little bit of strife amongst a lot of the other teams. As Jeff Cohen is rightly pointing out here in the chat, he says the YES Network and MSG Network are partnering on a streaming service. This will cost consumers more, probably, but let me get to the point. Some of the larger market teams, a lot of the Northeastern teams, and also the Dodgers, they don't rely on teams, you know, Bally Sports and all that. A lot of them have their own networks. A lot of them have built up their partnerships. But now what's going to happen? Well, one of the things that seems to have happened is that Amazon is coming in and is going to basically bail out Diamond Sports. And with that, start putting some games on Amazon Prime. We'll be streaming games, and you'll be able to find ball games on your Amazon. And with that comes, now I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Amazon is a moderately successful company who now delivers everything on the planet Earth, from television shows to pharmaceuticals to my dog's food and all of my books. In fact, you know a company has become successful when it basically becomes a verb. Are you going to go to the store? No, we're going to Amazon it. Why don't you just Amazon that present over? Think about the shopping that you did during the holidays. How much of it was at the mall? I went to the mall. There was tumbleweed blowing around it. How many times you get these giant boxes, you know, about the size of my car, and you open it up and it's a hat? You know, we have all these things that we now have delivered by Amazon, and now it looks like we're going to be delivering baseball games that way as well. Now, with this comes certain questions, and of course, Rob Manfred, who will try to screw everything up that he tries to touch, is looking like he might be trying to get in the way of this deal or try to broker a deal that's more, amenable to himself or amenable to Major League Baseball and maybe get them more money. There is one thing that I am, without even a lot of knowledge of the subject, it's an announcement today. We're all learning about it. Eventually, we will see all the machinations, and maybe it will fall through, maybe it won't. But I am 100% in favor of baseball spreading out throughout the streaming world, as well as having one concrete home. I think they need to do three things. But embracing, whether it's Amazon or Netflix or Hulu or one of these services that most people have in one way, shape, or another, I think is a smart thing. And I think it could lead to, I don't know, for the lack of a better term, a renaissance, and could lead to profits that we can't even imagine. And if you don't believe me, when I come back, I'll prove it. Do you know why? History is on my side. Let's talk a little bit to our friends over at, we haven't heard from Ibotta in a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about our friends from Ibotta. And of course, we just finished talking about the holidays. We've just finished talking about, you know, gifts we bought and everything like that. Well, it's probably smart. You may want to save a little bit of money after some of the spending there. And it's New Year's. And the new year means resolution for some people to save money. So stop shopping without getting anything in return. Start getting cash back on every purchase you make with Ibotta. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from grocery, beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $145 a year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip. Buy that flight you've been eyeing, that game you're dying to go to, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much and could just die out. With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload a receipt, you can get real cash, you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or to gift cards. Join the over 50 million savers and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora's, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners just $5 for trying Ibotta by using the code LOCKEDONMLB when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use the code LOCKEDONMLB. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use the code LOCKEDONMLB. Ibotta, let's save some dough. Now we're talking about saving some money. Now let's talk about maybe, I don't know, saving a little bit of your health with our friends at Jace Medical. Now, as I said before, we come to a podcast like this to escape realities, but we got to talk about a little bit of health reality and preparing for real life. According to the FDA, pharmacies are running out of antibiotics like amoxicillin right in the middle of one of the worst flu seasons we've had in a long time. And that's pretty scary. I can't imagine a more helpful situation if one of my sons got sick while a supply chain issue kept them from life-saving medication that they need. Thankfully, my family would be okay because of Jace Medical. The Jace case is a pack of five different antibiotics to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory illnesses, skin infections, among others. And this is the stuff that can happen to any of us, no matter what ball team you root for. Visit jacemedical.com and complete your physician encounter. It will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medications will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. It's never been more important to be prepared than today. So go to jacemedical.com and use promo code LOCKEDON to get $20 off your order. That's Jace Medical. Let's stay healthy. Hey, let's remind you also that Locked On has started the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel on YouTube. Locked On Sports Today is here for you 24/7, covering the top sports stories of the day with local experts on the Locked On, plus our national shows covering every league. Go to Locked On Sports Today on YouTube and subscribe to the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel. I was reading an article today about some of the fears of these new technologies that we have to consume sports, and somehow maybe having the choice to be able to watch whatever team you want, no matter where you are, is going to affect the bottom line and the competitiveness for other teams. If you could just watch the Red Sox, the Yankees, or the Dodgers, why would you care about the local team? And those local teams' interests will dwindle while the more popular teams get caught on. And the article I was reading was talking about how this is going to be a snowball effect and will take down a lot of the interests of smaller teams and the small market teams, and it will be less competitive, the same teams winning and the same teams getting all the money. And this coming at a time when the country is already fractured with all these new ways to see entertainment, and it's already fractured in so many other ways with a divisive election coming up and all new forms of entertainment and home entertainment and being able to consume media. And the article I was reading was saying this could really be the end of baseball as we know it. And when I read that article, I also noted that when it was first published, I was one. The article I was reading was from 1972, and the doom and gloom was about cable television. That was right on the cusp of taking over baseball. And at the time, they were worried, well, baseball is losing its popularity to football, and it's too slow, and baseball popularity is waning. Again, 1972. Things obviously have changed so much. Now, here's a deal. I think baseball needs, and I've been screaming this, baseball needs to embrace streaming culture. Baseball needs to embrace the fact that we consume our media differently than we did in the 90s and in the early 2000s. Think about how often back then you watched Baseball Tonight in ESPN and sat in front of your TV. How often do you do that now? Seriously, how often do you do that now? Where do you watch your sporting events? Where do you consume them? Do you run to the couch and turn on the TV? Sometimes. Sometimes, yeah, most of the time, what? You have them on your devices, right? That's how we consume almost everything. I'm a high school teacher, and I interact with a lot of teens in my classroom. Nobody, none of my kids sit in front of a television unless they're playing video games. And most of them play their video games on their computer. The idea of even referring to it as TV rights is antiquated. It's not TV rights. Everything is streaming. You're listening to me streaming. And even if you wanted to watch me on TV right now, you'd put your TV on the YouTube channel because basically the TV has become a monitor for the internet. Now, if baseball wants to get into cahoots with Amazon, I'm all for it. I am all for putting baseball in front of where the consumers are. Go through the history of baseball and how we consumed it. At the beginning of the 20th century, the primary method of consuming media was the newspaper, and baseball flourished because it created, it's a sport that basically loves writing and flowery writing and writers coming up with stories, and people consumed baseball via the newspaper. But when the radio showed up and started really becoming part of people's lives in the 20s and 30s, there was a gigantic resistance to putting baseball games on the radio. Oh no, that will kill baseball. That will kill baseball. It didn't. In fact, it made it grow because that's where people were consuming their media, and all the people who followed baseball through newspapers still followed it when it was on the radio, but a whole new audience came about. Do you know what happened? This may sound a little, this may sound sexist, but it was a fact that a lot of wives at the time were at home during the day. Baseball games were played during the day. The radio was on during the day. And we saw baseball interest skyrocket when it wasn't just dear old dad going to the ballpark, but suddenly it was the whole family because everybody was following the game. Yes, there were moms who followed the game before the advent of radio, but you saw the explosion of families going to the game once the radio showed up because kids were following it as it was playing as well. So baseball flourished in the radio time. And even when they played all the games, doing the play-by-play, okay, but you can't do television. No way, you can't do television. That's too dangerous. That was the danger. You can't show it. And then they did. And what did you see? The audience got even bigger. But you can't put it on cable TV, says the article I read in 72. Oh, the revenues would be destroyed. Actually, the revenues skyrocketed. So every time there's a new piece of technology that comes around, the first instinct is to say, oh, stay away. Then you try and go, like, oh, wait a minute. That's where the people are. Well, now they're not reading the newspapers. Now they're not listening to the radio. Now they're not watching television. They're not even watching cable TV. Let's cut the cord. Now they're using their devices. So get on the devices. Get into those streaming services. eliminate all blackouts, because blackouts are an arcane concept. And of course, most baseball interest is local. So why would you black out the games that most people want to watch? You get more eyeballs, more fans, more interest. But you have to do two things. If you're going to put games on, are you going to partner with Apple? Are you going to partner with Amazon? You're going to partner with all those? Fine. Do that. But you also have to make sure that every, and I mean every game, is available on the MLB app. You could make it a subscription. You could make it a Golden Tier subscription. You could make it a Willy Wonka subscription. I don't know. I don't know, but you have to have it that if you pay the premium tier, again, I know it's about money, but you pay the premium tier for the MLB app, you get every game. You get every home game. You get every playoff game. You even get the freaking World Series. Because you have to have that level for the diehard fans and, let's face it, some of the older fans who may not want to be flipping around going, where the hell is the damn game? I've made so that you just go, where's the game? It's on the MLB app. Click, watch the game. Put your ads on there. If you want to put games on Amazon and everything for the people who don't have the app to sort of maybe get them hooked or have them watch the game or dip in and out, fine. Do that and bring in the money from the app and have that central place. I talked about how towards the end of my dad's life, when some of the highlights of our day was when the two of us would sit and watch the Giants together. You don't want to be in that situation where you go, I don't know, is it on Apple TV? Is it on Amazon? Da, 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 da. I'll pay for the MLB package. People will pay for packages if they're the diehards of that. And if they're not, then they can dip in and out of it through the Amazons or whatever. That's the smart thing. That's where people are. I'm for this as long as they do it intelligently. No blackouts. Premium. You can make your money on the premium rate for the diehard fans and make sure it's putting it in front of people. You're going to find there's an audience there. The people who followed it just from reading the newspaper kept following it when it went to radio. People who followed it through radio kept following it when it went to TV. People who followed from TV kept following it when it went to cable TV. People from cable TV are going to keep following it when it goes to the streaming. It's just you're going to bring in new people in. And that's the idea. Oh, but what about the competitiveness? Isn't it falling apart? Well, let's just talk about that when I come back. Hey, it's the NFL playoff time. It means it's time to be heading over to FanDuel. Now, FanDuel, that's America's number one sports book. And not only that, it is the time to be going to FanDuel and getting some of their great new deals. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets. Win or lose. The app is so easy to use and so many ways to use the word parlay. Same game, live parlays. Find bets in the new Explore tab. Make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays and more. So visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn and make your first bet an easy chip shot field goal. FanDuel is an official partner of the National Football League. I had a bunch of people ask me, especially on with the Dodgers signing everyone save Christopher Nolan on their team, that shouldn't there be a salary cap to make it more competitive? You're going to have the same teams winning all the time now. Again, another argument's been made since well before 1972, and it's just not true. I mean, with the exception of the Joe Torre Yankee era and the three championships that the Giants won in the early 2010s. If you look basically from 1979 to present, those are the only two times you've ever seen a stretch where it's the same team winning every year. You didn't have any back-to-back champions in the 80s. The only team to win back-to-back pennants in the 80s were the A's. In the 90s, you saw back-to-back championships with the Blue Jays and the Yankees. Well, you haven't had it this century. and we're already in the 24th year of it. And in fact, if you take a look at just since 2010, you know, since 2010, there have been more than half the teams in Major League Baseball have made it to the World Series. Now, think about that for a second. Now, you've had a great number of teams in the National Football League as well make it to the Super Bowl in that same stretch of time. 16 Major League Baseball teams have made the World Series since 2010. 16 NFL teams have made it to the Super Bowl in that same time. Only 12 NBA teams have made the NBA Finals since the beginning of the 2010 season. The NBA is the same teams over and over again. And if you stretch it out even a little further for who has made it to the round before the, you know, the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, or Major League Baseball, there's only been 20 NBA teams as opposed to 23 NFL teams and 21 Major League Baseball teams who have made it to that level since 2010. Now, I bring that up because you have the same number of teams with the hard cap that they have in the NFL and the no cap that they have in Major League Baseball, the same number of teams since the 2010 season, of recent years, have made the Super Bowl and made the World Series. And far fewer NBA teams have made the NBA Finals. And only two more teams have made it to the conference finals than have made it to the League Championship Series of Baseball. But it's within a margin of error. 21 baseball teams, 23 football teams. In other words, the first drink, my Australian friends. Without a salary cap, the parity of teams that get to the championship level, either the Super Bowl, the World Series, League Championship Series, or the Conference Finals, it's about the same. Well, how would a salary cap have changed that? Since 2010, more than half the teams in Major League Baseball have made it to the World Series, and none of those teams are called the Yankees. I talked to someone the other day who was saying, I like the Dodgers, but you know what? I'm kind of sick of the Yankees or Dodgers just winning the World Series every year. And I said, well, your prayers have been answered because in the last 20 years, the two teams have combined for two titles. So, I mean, the idea that a salary cap is how could it be more competitive? How can you have more parity? Yes, a team like the Dodgers can, you know, eat everything up and swallow everything up, but then you have the great equalizer, which is the expanded playoffs, where a Padres or a Diamondbacks or a Nationals can eliminate a juggernaut Dodger team with one good week in October. So for the people who think that the competitiveness is gone, and yet the same people were complaining when the Diamondbacks made it to the World Series and the low ratings for the World Series. Well, which one? Shouldn't that have been a glorious moment that everyone would want to see a low-budget Diamondbacks team in the World Series? So I've never bought the salary cap. I'm all for having a salary floor. You have to spend X amount of money. More importantly, though, I believe in the audit of the luxury tax. If you're accepting luxury tax money, you have to show how you're using that money to improve the team on the field, whether it's through free agency, whether it's through locking your players up to long-term deals, or through international free agents. But don't talk to me about the competitiveness of baseball. This has been an unbelievably competitive with a wide variety of teams in the playoffs and World Series, comparable to the NFL and a hell of a lot better than the NBA. So let's bring on that streaming money, because it seems like a lot of that money is going to be going to teams not called the Red Sox, Yankees, Cubs, Dodgers, or Mets. You should be cheering this on, absolutely cheering this on, and seeing these teams becoming super competitive. Well, there's another look at. Let me quickly ask a trivia question. We talked about broadcasting. Here's a trivia question today. What year was the first year the World Series was televised? the first World Series to be nationally televised. What year was it? That's your trivia question for today. Do you know what? I am going to be Hope Springs Eternal says no. Amazon and MLB have MLB TV. And what do you say? And I watch every game. Yeah, but what about the games they black out? They black out all. They blacked out all of Shohei Ohtani's games where I live. All of them. And all the Dodger games too. Because when you're living in LA, the last thing you want to do is watch the Dodgers and the Angels, right? That's madness. So no blackouts. Look at, put it on MLB. I agree. Absolutely agree. So, okay. And Jeff Cohen reminds us that the Mets have a 15 times over billionaire and no World Series. Well, be patient, Jeff. He just got there. All right. Wrapping things up here, talking about streaming, talking about and the fact that I'm streaming today's show, and the fact that baseball needs to do what it always does, which is embrace new technologies. And with that comes a lot more profits and a lot more fans. This has been Locked On MLB. I am your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. You can stream me, and you can call me Sully.